WeTalkRadio.com in studio with us. I'm Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris. It's JY from Styx. Do you love hearing this song, or are you tired of it?
No, I mean, it's one of our most important songs. And
because everybody wants to hear this tune.
This was on our Grand Illusion album, which was our biggest seller. Six million copies back in 1977. 1 million of which were 8-track tape.
Wow.
What? You're kidding.
Whatever happened to those 8-track tapes?
Some people still have them.
But the problem is, Come Sail Away, I'm sure that it was between track 3 and 4 and the song would change. That was the problem with the 8-tracks.
That was the problem.
Because my sister had one in her Pinto. And I'm not kidding. Yes, my sister died. What is it with Adam Sandler and the Styx tunes? He loves putting Styx songs in his movies.
Ah, I love that.
You know, I've only met the man once, but actually twice. He did finally, he and his wife came to a show back in 2008. But it took us that long to kind of meet up with him. He got, Adam got the Guy's Choice Award when Spike TV first started. That was the first deal, was 2007. And Adam said he wanted us to come play Renegade. So,
God, that's great.
So he's a huge fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And really just as relaxed and easy as can be to interact with him.
Well, he seems like a normal guy, and think about it, his movies cost, you know, yeah, 7 to 10 million, and like, they make 50.
He seems like an Uber fan. Like, he's a guy that's a fan of other things. You know what I mean? So, he is a celebrity himself, he's a celebrity that's a fan of other famous people and bands and musicians and things like that.
And then Jimmy Fallon, picking up on Too Much Time on My Hands, Jimmy Fallon was 7 years old when that song was released. And yet, but I believe it was Questlove, not that I want to talk about another broadcasting network's television show, but Questlove is a musicologist, and he and his dad, somebody saw something television special on him where he and his dad would sit around and listen to Styx music.
You're kidding.
What?
Quest, of course, the drummer in Fallon's band on The Tonight Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you been on Fallon?
Never been on Fallon.
We need to make a play for that. Because how fun is Jimmy Fallon, and how fun would he be just fangirling over you guys?
Oh, yeah.
When he was 7.
Well, we made a move after he did two weeks in a row. He was using Too Much Time on My Hands back about 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. We were playing it on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but I think, you know, the split in our group, I think Dennis's people were calling Fallon, and our people were calling Fallon. And
right.
He probably said, I don't want to get in the middle of
this. I'm getting a headache. I'm so confused. What do I do now?
Can we talk Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Sure.
Are you upset that you haven't been nominated?
No.
Because I've been doing my part.
Jerry doesn't get upset, Pete.
No, but Styx should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Janet Jackson in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? She made it this year. I don't get it.
Well, it's politics.
It is. It's all about politics and who you know. And I know Steve. Well, I thought I knew Steve Van Zandt. I have his email in every single year. This year, I wrote him a page email, and I said, listen, Styx and REO Speedwagon need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and here's why. And I just listed it. These guys, hit after hit. They're a huge Midwest favorite. I know that the East Coast, I don't know how you feel about them, but this is our heart and soul of rock music here, and you both should be in. Both bands should be in.
Well, I mean, it took Chicago how long to get in?
Just forever.
2 or 3 years, and then in the same breath, Cheap Trick gets in.
Right.
But Cheap Trick was always darlings of the New York press.
Right.
And the New York press has very heavy influence on what goes in.
And Rick knows Steve Van Zandt, who's on the board of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh. That I didn't know, but I just know that they've always been kind of the darlings, and those guys worked that angle, whereas our manager back in the day, Derek Sutton, he was very anti-press, didn't care. He said radio is what is important to this band.
Which is true.
And live concerts.
For sure, back in the day.
I mean, and I had a personal meeting with Jan Wenner about why we should be on the cover of Rolling Stone. I said, you're this was 1981, John McGann, who was a friendly radio programmer of ours in the Northeast, and myself and my Susie, we were sitting on the right there, Fifth Avenue in Central Park South, on Jan's fifth floor thing in this big building. And I said, well, you know, we've sold 3 million copies of our last four albums, Grand Illusion, Pieces of Eight, Cornerstone, Paradise Theater, and your circulation is 1 million. 3 million, 3 million, 3 million. It seems like it would make some sense to put you on the cover.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. And he said, we'll come back with the next project. And so I came back with the next project, and it was Mr. Roboto and Kilroy, which is kind of peculiar for all of us. A hard turn on the wheel, let's put it that way, from what we had done. And he looked it over and just said, well, who's the female heartthrob? And I go, well, probably Tommy Shaw. And he goes, JY, I can't give you the cover. And I said, you guaranteed me the cover. And he goes, and this was a lesson learned for all of us, JY, there are no guarantees.
No, jeez.
Wow.
But that's show business.
It's show business. Everybody lies to everybody.
How do you survive it all these years? I mean, this has been a long time that you've been with this band and been on the spotlight and dealing with people like that with no guarantees.
Well, the reality is, why am I doing what I do? It's because I love performing on stage.
Right.
And if this small group of people over here don't see fit to acknowledge that because it's not their taste, God bless them.
Right.
And if this other small group of people over here doesn't see fit, God bless them. And I know enough people who have found their way into the fringes of the inner circle of all these things over our 40-plus years in the business that it's, you know, what you can't change, don't sit around and worry about it. Have a glass of champagne. Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. This whole thing reminds me, this Hall of Fame and this getting on the cover of magazine, reminds me of who wore it best in the People magazine. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
But yes,
they do
of course.
This person versus this person. And I look at it, and on a plane, I read a lot of those magazines. I look at it, and I think, well, she wore it best, but you said she wore it best because she's the darling. So it always comes down to a popularity contest or who's the darling.
That at
the
time,
no one wore it best. Everyone looks good in it, right. And it's all good.
They're in the business of selling magazines,
yes.
And they didn't think we were going to sell magazines for them. So, whatever.
Here's a question for you. If you get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, would you play with Dennis that night?
Sure.
At the ceremony?
Sure.
Would you ever go on tour with him ever again?
No.
That's it.
But you'd play that night?
Pardon?
You'd play that night.
Yeah, when you're inducted, you perform.
Right.
But you would play with Dennis.
Sure.
I want to be there. I want to be there.
People be there.
I wanted to go last year with Bon Jovi. I couldn't get tickets. Mm. You know. The three of us have something in common, and I'm sure we're mourning the death of The Loop. The radio station went away. Because Jane and I worked there.
Yeah.
I did two stints there. And your music was played on The Loop back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Greg Salk, and a host of others. You know, rock radio, I mean, radio is its own animal. And, you know, I mean, the Loop of Los Angeles, if you will, whatever, I can't remember what they were called at that point. The Sound, they got bought by a Christian broadcasting company.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
As did The Loop.
Went away. Yeah.
You know, but change is the only constant in show business.
Yeah.
Get used to it. Put on an extra pair of undies. I don't know what it takes to survive, but. You know, I preach flexibility and adaptability.
I like that. Flexibility and adaptability. Write that down.
I told Jane before you came in, I want to be your friend. I know we're friends, but I think we're at the next level where we go out to dinner.
He wants to spend Christmas Eve with your family.
The three of us have done lunch. I think it's time for a dinner.
You were looking the other direction, JY, and Pete looks over at me and he goes, I love him so much. And there was almost a tear in his eye.
Because I met you years ago through the connection with The Loop, and then Jane, the three of us became pretty good friends.
Well, we love when you're in town, so you're always welcome to come on any of our shows, wherever we may be.
But you're just a down-to-earth guy, and I love talking music and sports. You're a guy's guy. You know, you're one of those guys.
I'm a guy's guy.
He's a Chicago guy.
Yeah. Couple, two, three out there in the South Side.
And he lets me be bossy, and he lets me be his little sister neighbor.
Uh-huh.
It all works out.
Right.
Can we talk about London? You have a big show happening in the summer in London. Is that right?
For the first time in 7 years, we are crossing the Atlantic Ocean to play London and Norway and Sweden.
Do you get excited about that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So how long? So London is June 4th, I think?
I'm not dead certain about precise. It's the early part of June.
And what are the Londoners? Are they just as crazy as the United Statesers?
You know, we've done well in Europe on occasion, but we've never made a profit going over there.
Oh.
Well, we want to bring our own equipment and... And we insist on having this and that and the other thing, so our show is going to be up to our standards. It's the gear that we're used to. And just to get it over there.
Yeah.
And we're not selling out stadiums. We're not the Foo Fighters or whoever is doing it these days. We're playing reasonably sized halls, and we go over there. This is more of a promotional thing to announce the world. We have a new album out last year, and we haven't performed it on that continent. And I don't know what I said. They call me. We need a quote from you, JY, on this whole thing. And I said, well, it's been 40 years since Styx first played in England, in Sheffield, in any place in England. It was Sheffield, England, and it turns out that Joe Elliott and the rest of the Def Leppard guys were in the audience to see us in our first show ever.
Really?
In England in 1978, yeah. We didn't meet them until 2007.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah, your quote right here. Joe Elliott from Def Leppard was in the audience the first time we played in 1978 in Sheffield, England, and now it's been 40 years since that performance, so now he'll have to come see us at the London Palladium.
Yep.
That's I just great. Quoted you in front of you.
Well,
I've actually
something's
never
going
done that
to explode
before.
Here.
And I don't mean to go back again, but Def Leppard got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. How is Styx not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It infuriates me. I don't think they look at the Midwestern bands. As you said, Chicago.
This man needs some more alcohol.
Give me some more champagne.
There's some
it
champagne
just makes
here.
Me mad.
I know, and it makes, I think it I makes know. You and a lot of people mad. It makes me mad. It probably makes the band more, deep down inside.
No, I mean, I don't care. I mean, I have so many friends. The NFL has 28 teams, now 32 teams, right?
Yep, yep.
They induct 10 or 12 a year.
Yeah.
So how many great players are never going to get in there?
Right.
You're right.
You're going to get in, though. It's just a matter of time.
If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't.
Okay.
I mean, what's important to me is that we have more
than he is. That's a good attitude.
Millions of fans out there that come to see us perform, and I want to do this till the day I die, and I intend to be the oldest man on the planet when I do die.
Yes.
127 years old, there
wow.
he was.
You'll still sure come on the radio with us, right?
Yeah. I guess the champagne's going to help you with that, isn't
it? Keep going.
Fountain of Youth.
JY from Styx is here. I went and saw a band called Greta Van Fleet last week at the Aragon Ballroom.
Okay.
What are your favorite up-and-coming bands? Because Greta Van Fleet sounds exactly like the old Led Zeppelin. That's their thing.
And it's two twins from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they're just getting a ton of, like...
19 and 20-year-olds.
Yeah, like, just they're in the spotlight. People are catching on because I think the younger kids are like, oh, this is new music, and the older folk are like, oh, it's like nostalgic music.
That's exactly... There was the younger kids, and then there was a 50-plus crowd at the show, at the Aragon.
I wish I could tell you that I'm up to date on what's going on currently and at the cutting edge of new music, but...
Do you listen to music? Like, when I get dressed on a Friday or Saturday night, you're in my rotation. I listen to Styx. What are you listening to?
I'm actually reading, not listening.
That's why he's so smart, Pete.
Shoot.
One thing we're going to take away from this interview is read more.
Right. Yes.
That always makes me feel bad.
How about before a show? You listening to music? Or are you just kind of relaxing before a show?
Before I go out, I listen to Deep Purple Burn with David Coverdale on lead vocal.
Really?
And John Lord still is playing keyboard. And if I can, I'll go back and listen to John Lord's Hammond B3 solo on Hush, which is my favorite organ solo of all time on record.
Wow.
That's so cool. But
just kind of really, that gets me in the mood to go out and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever, this is like, of course you're going to say no, but I'm going to ask anyway. Bands that have very popular songs that have been around a long time, you go out and you play them night after night after night. Do you ever get tired of playing any of the songs? Do you ever roll your eyes back into your head, meanwhile smiling while playing?
Not in this incarnation of the band.
No. Because it's fresh?
Well, it's more that I am not a soft ballad guy. Never really have been.
You've said that to us before.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. And so, I mean, I didn't, some of Dennis's songs, had huge audiences and sold, lots of singles and lots of albums along with them. But they just weren't my cup of tea. I mean, I'm a blues guy. I'm a Hendrix guy. I'm a Deep Purple guy. I'm an AC/DC guy. But we don't really do the soft ballads of Dennis DeYoung in our incarnation. Dennis is out there doing them on his own.
Right.
And, people want to hear them perform live. They can go see him. But I mean, every song we do, It's kind of every, because we lost our original drummer, John Panazzo, back in 96, and his replacement, Todd Zuckerman, has been voted in some readers' polls of certain magazines as the best progressive rock drummer on the planet. And I'm standing next to that every night.
Right.
And I'm so fascinated with what he's going to do next, you know, that it's and Lawrence Gowan is just a tremendous talent.
Yeah.
And we used to battle all the time about who's going to be on the record and who's going to do this, who's going to do that. We were always battling until we got on stage, and then we were a unified front, but we don't have those battles anymore.
Right.
And I didn't like those battles.
No, of course not.
I do believe those battles contributed to the greatness of the art.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because
there's feeling and passion.
Tortured artists, yes, and tortured groups of people create greatness, I believe.
Yeah.
Right. And if you're, you know, if there's no pressure on you to do it, you don't always do it. And sometimes it's hard to come by. It has to come out of some emotional dislocation or whatever. So, but I love playing on stage with Styx. And I said, I'll be 123.
Cheers. We've got champagne and a rock star.
Yes, cheers to that. Do you see the Rolling Stones when they go back on that stadium tour? Do you try to catch them one more time?
I saw them at the United Center a little while ago.
Yep.
I first saw them just for one or two songs. We had played a frat party in 1969 in Champaign. This was in a band before Styx with my brother and Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Cennino, Mr. Provenzano. And and Mr. Mundo. Anyway, we got a chance to, we were done early. We said, well, the Stones are still playing. And so when some people walked out, we walked in and I got to hear Gimme Shelter and Jumpin' Jack Flash. The Rolling Stones back in 69 play
You're
live.
You're kidding. Gimme Shelter in 1969.
The stories are endless.
Maybe they hadn't recorded it yet. That's my favorite Stone song is Gimme Shelter.
I love that song.
I happened to Mary Clayton and that vocal. I happened to meet her, and that was an amazing woman.
Sure.
Yeah.
So do you go see them when they come back around?
I won't go see them. I'm not going to go see them outdoors.
You've seen enough.
Well, I saw them live. I saw him live just recently at the when they were in the United Center, maybe 3-4 years ago, when okay. Taylor Swift was on stage that night with him.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah. Yep.
I really want to bring this up, Pete. You do The Final Word on Fox.
Yes.
The sports.
Yep.
After the sports.
With Lou Kanellis.
I think JY would be a great guest because you love your football. Would you go on? Would you
Bears.
Would you do TV?
Would you ever come in on a Sunday night at 10?
No.
I'm tired.
No.
Look at that. I don't even want to go in. Yeah.
I'll have a remote studio built in my house so you can cut to me.
I don't know if they'll go for that.
He'll be drinking champagne.
Maybe.
Okay.
So you're downtown. Do you go Christmas shopping now before you head home? What are you doing? Got to run over to Macy's on State Street.
No, I'm not going to shop down here. I've got to get out. I got to get out before the traffic
yeah,
starts
3:00.
Building again.
You're going to get that 3:00 yeah. rush.
Well,
yeah.
I love that you told us the route. It's so Chicago. You told us off the air the route that you came here, and you're mentioning streets and the 100 block or whatever. You know, we're at the 4300 block of Ogden. What did you say when you came in?
There was a backup there, so
right.
We went this direction.
Yes.
4400 west on
yes.
Ogden. Well,
uh-huh.
I was a part-time Chicago cab driver to make ends meet from 72
what?
To 76.
You're kidding.
Yeah, you're so tall. How do you even fit in the cab?
Wait a second.
The cabs were much bigger back then.
We've known
those
you forever.
Cabs.
You drove a cab? You've never told us this story.
Well, it was part-time for 4 months.
Yeah.
So you had to learn the streets. There was no GPS.
I knew the streets already.
Okay. You're Chicago and you know the 100 blocks.
My dad drove us all across the country. He drove us to Los Angeles, the whole family
all
in the 50s,
kids?
New Buick. Five kids hanging the diapers out the window. My brother Eric was like 3 years old. And he was going, no seatbelts, and he's doing 110 miles an hour through
Shout
the
out
desert.
You kids in the back seat, I'm going to get you.
You change the
we
diaper
survived.
And you just throw it out the window. I miss those days. I love it. JY, it's so great to see you.
You guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks, JY.
Well, I guess
Merry
we'll
Christmas.
See you in a year. We'll talk to you on the phone. But
yeah.
Busy year coming up, though. Lots of shows on tour.
Can we do dinner one time?
Just say no, JY. You can
just think
no.
about it.
We can do lunch.
I knew you were a lunch guy. All right, I'll do
Pete
lunch.
Loves lunch.
I love it.
Or we can do breakfast.
He loves breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
JY loves breakfast. Pete loves lunch.
I'll do a breakfast or lunch, but I don't do dinner.
I hate doing breakfast and lunch, but I love doing dinner. But I'll do breakfast or lunch with
no,
you.
No, you love well, yeah, to do yeah, lunch. Who are you kidding?
I hate
He's
lunch.
He's trying to be a big guy here.
No,
he
no.
Just
I hate lunch. I like drinking starting at 3:00.
Well, we'll do a late lunch.
Okay. Well, and then I can continue.
No, before traffic. We got to go 2 o'clock.
Again, Styx in Mount Pleasant, Michigan on the 27th to 28th. Styx in New Buffalo, Michigan, February 8th. In Milwaukee and Waukegan at the Genesee Theater on February 9th. The Genesee is just beautiful, isn't it?
In Waukegan. Did you say Milwaukee?
Well, I said Milwaukee on the 8th and Waukegan on the 9th.
Yeah, Genesee's beautiful. They've spent
a lot of money.
$25 million.
Yeah, wow. A lot of money. JY, thanks for coming in. Merry Christmas.
Hey, you guys. Sunny day.
Get out there and enjoy.
Here in a great city of Chicago.
Yes.
It's have some more champagne.
WGNradio.com. We had the champagne people in earlier, Judy.
Nice. Well, we're celebrating. It's the holiday.
It is.
Why would we not have champagne on?
I could use a topper.
We got a whole bottle right there.
I'll come around and top you off. Hold on.
Yeah.
I like it. It's fantastic. I'm going to work out after this, just for the record.
Your workout is going to be 110% better because of the champagne.
Can you work out with a buzz?
Yeah, then it goes away so quick.
I know it does, and then you get super tired. I've done it before. Thank you, Judy.
Right.
I like this. Judy Pilak serving us champagne.
Yeah. Judy, why weren't you to get yourself a glass?
Job. This might be it.
You could be a sommelier or something. What about that?
A sommelier?
Yeah, a wine server.
Yes.
Certified wine specialist.
What do you call the
CWS?
What do you call the wine specialist?
Certified wine specialist.
I know, but there's a name for the wine person at a restaurant. Sommelier.
Bye, yes. Judy.
Thanks, Judy.
Judy just serves us champagne and then walks out.
I'm absolutely done with this.
You two are drinking too much champagne.
When you shop over the holidays, do you pay with cash or a credit card?
I pay with probably a credit card. Somehow, some way, I always have a lot of cash, and all of a sudden it's gone. And I'm like, whoops, I got nothing.
I think this is interesting because they did a survey. Only 21% use credit cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
21% use?
21%.
Interesting. Everyone's using cash.
Yeah.
Is that cash, like debit card cash or hard, cold, hard cash in hand?
I think it's both.
Yeah. I mean, I pay a lot with my debit card, but then I also, sometimes they say if you put your debit card in the machine too many times, there could be fraud and people get the number. And so I've been using credit card because I know I'm just going to pay the card. It's connected to my debit card.
How long is that going to take you to pay off that credit card?
I pay it next month.
The money that you're spending right now.
I will pay it by the end of the month.
For most people?
I don't keep it.
For most people, how long, if they use their credit card this holiday season?
6 months.
How long does it take?
6 months.
Higher.
Higher than that?
Yep.
Next Christmas.
Yep.
A year.
Takes over a year.
Wow. How much are they spending?
A lot of money.
Okay, well, I'm not spending that much money.
When I buy over Christmas, it's all cash because I don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need the credit card debt.
No, I don't need the credit card debt.
I agree. And I love to just spend the cash. If I had cash in pocket, I will spend that. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, who are you calling?
I don't know what that was. That was interesting, wasn't it? Yeah, it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
I need to go shopping today, and that's the last thing I want to do. But I am downtown, and I need to buy a few things.
I'd love to go shopping today.
No.
Sure. Uh-uh. I want to wear good shoes, though, when I'm going shopping. Like, comfortable shoes that I feel really good in. I'm going to tell you what. It might be a little bit chillier out today than it was yesterday, but it's sunny, and it's nice. And if you have to do some shopping, today's great to do it, especially since it's the Monday before Christmas Eve.
Because it's a big deal.
I just want you to get it done, and I don't want you to have to do it when it's not beautiful out.
What do you get your fiancé, Kurt, who is a good-looking man and has perfectly tailored clothing, and he doesn't need anything?
I know.
What do you get him?
I don't know.
You can't buy him clothes.
Do you have ideas? No, this...
You haven't bought him anything yet?
No.
Wow.
Well, I have one thing that I got on Amazon, and it came yesterday, and it's hidden in the house. Hopefully, he's not listening.
Have you wrapped it?
Nope.
Okay.
Can't see it. I don't know what to get Kurt, because he doesn't want anything.
That's the problem. But you have to get him something or he's going to be disappointed.
Well, I love to get him comfy clothes, but he has so many pairs of comfy clothes. I love to get
him... Like what? Sweatpants?
Yeah, like comfy clothes. I like to get him a nice button-up shirt, but he has a lot of button-up shirts. He doesn't... I don't know what he needs.
Is a button-up shirt the same thing as a button-down shirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
One is left and one is right.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. One time for Christmas, I bought him, like,
button up,
I don't know,
button down.
10 button-up shirts, and I bought them.
You mean a button-down shirt? Okay.
Button-down, yeah.
Yeah.
I think button-up is for girls, button-down is for boys.
I think so. Button-down.
Thank you. I bought him a bunch of button-down shirts, and what I didn't know, I was looking at the collar. size, but not the length in the arm.
Oh, no.
I bought them.
Oh, shoot.
They were all three-quarter length sleeves, and there were probably about like 10 of them from Marshall Field. So it was so funny.
God. I hate that.
He's like, didn't you look at the size? I go, yeah, they're all the right neck size. And he's like, but look at the arms.
My wife buys me ill-fitting shirts after all these years. 17 years. All she has to do is check. I wear 16, 34, 35.
That's Kurt, but I didn't get it. I got him like 32 arm length.
But you would think after all these years, she would look at my shirt and get the size.
Yep.
She always gets me 16 and a half, 17, or an extra large.
Too big, yeah. You want them fitted, a little bit fitted.
Yes.
I don't know. Can you give me some ideas of what I should buy, Kurt? Just list him off, like a new watch, a wallet. Doesn't need.
Massage.
He won't want that.
Why?
He just won't want it. He's not a massage guy.
What are you talking about?
I just know.
The guy is always moving. He's got two or three different jobs.
Yep.
Yeah.
He won't want it. You know what he'll say? Let's just save money and pay for our wedding. That's what he'll say.
No.
That's what he'll say. He doesn't want anything.
All right. Yeah, you go get him workout clothes.
He's got so many workout clothes.
You buy him the new sweatpants, the Adidas sweatpants that are very short by the, or very small by the ankles at Kohl's. They're $43.
I think I got him Lululemons like that last year.
What?
Maybe I'll get him some gym shoes. Is that tough?
Guys are very particular about gym shoes.
Maybe I'll get him a new work bag. He carries this old...
I'm very particular about that, too.
Oh.
The old bag. I haven't bought a new one because I haven't found one I like. You can't do that. Boy, that's tough.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
Yesterday, he's like, I lost this sweater and I lost this jacket. And of course, he's like, I can't find anything in here. And so I'm like, I know where everything is at. Everything. I know where everything in the house is at. So I'm like, here's your sweater. Here's your jacket. And I was looking in his closet and I got to the end of his closet and I saw something yellow and I love yellow. I go, what is this? He's like, get out of my closet right now. So I think I might have discovered a Christmas present.
Really?
But he was gone flying all day yesterday, and I did not go in the closet to
look. You didn't snoop?
Nope. Not once.
Interesting. I think I would.
I think that is going to be returned.
Did you snoop as a kid with your parents?
Maybe like once.
That's it?
Yeah, I never snoop. I don't want to know. I like the surprise.
My mother hid the toys in the same spot every single year.
How did you know whose toys were whose?
Well, I didn't. So it would upset me if I didn't get the really marquee toys.
Right.
But with 12 children, you're going to get the shaft anyway.
Yeah. Just put all the toys on the tree and just say, go for it. Pick whatever you want.
Santa left our names on the toys when we were kids. So we had a name plate. So Di, Ed, Steve, Mary, John, Pete, Mark, Greg, Jamie, Dave, Liz, Kate. Everybody had a name on their wrapped presents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you do now? I'm saying that's a lot of work
I have one
for
kid.
Santa.
Yes. I have one kid, so I don't know. Do people still do that?
Put
I guess
names
you have
on the
to.
Gifts? We have, our Christmas Eve now is down to three people. That's my sister Maria and Kurt and I.
All right.
And I still put their names on it.
Yes. You have to.
Yeah.
Now, do you open gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
So immediate family, Christmas Eve.
All right.
And then extended family will go in Christmas Day. And my brother, I won't see till Christmas Day. So we'll just get them a little
something.
So do
you and Kurt open any gifts on Christmas Day?
In the morning time. We do our personal gifts in the morning. But my sister's coming over and going to stay over, so it'll be fun. So I think we'll do that Christmas morning with all of us.
So what do you open up on Christmas Eve from Kurt?
Nothing from Kurt on Christmas Eve.
So do you get yourself a gift so you can open something up?
No, on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
We used to, like with my sister and my mom and dad and my brother, we always did Christmas Eve, but there's no one left, Pete.
No,
so now
shoot.
We just, Maria, my sister, and I will do gifts on Christmas Eve. And she'll get Kurt something. And then Christmas morning, we open all the gifts. But I think, here's the deal. Nobody needs anything, so there's not a lot of gift giving.
I understand
that.
And
I'm fine
that.
With that.
But I had this conversation with my sister. It was about 5 years ago.
Which one?
My sister, Di.
I love Di.
The oldest person in the McMurray family, and she hates when I say that. But she's the oldest sister, okay?
And the best
The oldest
looking.
Person, of course. But we stopped doing the grab bag. We used to pick names every single year.
That's good with the family your size.
Right. And 5 years ago, she sent out an email, hey, instead of doing the grab bag, let's just give. People don't need anything anymore. And I immediately replied, I said, we do give to charity, and I'll give more to charity, but I still think we need to do the grab bag just to keep it.
And I think, yes, and you have such a big family, a grab bag, just one gift for one person is super easy and manageable to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And everybody nixed it. They're like, no, we don't need to do it anymore. I go, why?
So there's no gift giving. Everyone gets your mom something, right?
Well, we pitch in. Like we buy her a dishwasher or like a washing machine. We bought our new roof, Jane.
Oh.
We are redoing her roof.
Do you put a big bow on a shingle?
We just told her.
Put it under the tree?
Ma, Merry Christmas. You're getting a new roof. They're gonna start.
So you've already told her?
Yeah, they start on it this week.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's done by Christmas. A new skylight and a new roof.
Well, I guess you're right. So if we're talking about just getting one or two gifts, then my family should be easy. There's no one to get for.
But I just don't like when people get rid of the grab bag.
I like the grab bag. We don't do a grab bag.
Shoot.
Well, especially at the big family, do the grab bag. It's so easy.
So I'll buy, like, Brother Ed, who does a lot of bear tailgates. I'll buy him something, you know,
so
bear
related.
So now
you got to go down the list and buy everybody something.
Well, I just do it. Nobody else does it.
Will you see the whole family? You've got a lot of time on your hands to shop, Pete. I'm telling you, through your tipping and your buying.
No.
You've been talking for 3 hours of all the gifts you have to get all the people.
It's a lot of stuff.
Can I hire you to do my gift shopping?
No, I don't want to do it. I just have to do it. I know I have to do it.
Because you're the middle child.
And again, I have three godchildren that you need to buy for.
Yeah, well, the kids maybe.
Here's something I did last year and ask me, or tell me if it's wrong.
I'm going to give everybody champagne.
My goddaughter, who is a junior at Marquette.
Even the four-year-old.
Or this year, she's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
I sent her a Venmo. I sent her a Venmo message. Merry Christmas. Sent her $50. She loved it.
Save that for Christmas Day.
She loved the Venmo, though. She was at school and she loved it. She's like, "Oh, you saved me, Uncle Pete. This is so nice."
Okay,
well, but that was her money 2 weeks before she came home for Christmas.
Well, now you got to get her something else for Christmas.
But the money was sent electronically, and that was it. So Christmas Day, it was nothing.
Well, now you're going to have to get her something for Christmas Day.
Why can't I do the Venmo again? Give her $50.
Yeah, get her like a little pair of earrings or a bracelet or something. Something easy.
How about a stocking cap? Bears.
That's cute. Yeah.
Spend $15 on that.
Yep, I love that.
So do I take that off the bottom line now? She only gets 35 instead of 50.
No, you just gave her 50.
So now I'm spending more money.
Yes, but you chose to give her the gift 2 weeks ahead of time.
So if
you need something special on the day of, especially if it's your niece or godchild.
Yeah, shoot.
If it's your mom and you're getting her a roof and you tell her 2 weeks ahead of time, that's fine.
Let me ask the only millennial on the show. Let me ask Jazzy.
I don't think I'm a millennial, technically.
Really?
I don't think so. I think it's like...
Too old?
Wait, never mind. I figured it out. I saw something on people.com yesterday, and I don't think I'm a millennial.
Are you sure about that?
I don't think so.
I think you fit in that crew.
How old are
you? Is that David Hochberg next to you?
Yeah, it is. He's a stalker.
What's up, Hockey? How are you? Come on in and say hi.
I like the Bears jacket.
Instead of getting my goddaughter a gift, I Venmoed her $50 with Merry Christmas.
Should you probably get her a Sephora gift card? Is she into makeup?
Yes, that's a great gift.
No. $50 is the limit, guys.
No, nope, so now you got to get her a Sephora, $20 and a card.
That was last year. I was going to Venmo her again this year. So if I put $50 in an envelope, I don't have to get her anything else. So she opens the money on Christmas Day.
So fun is a Sephora gift card. That is a wonderland.
What is Sephora?
It's the makeup. It's right down the street.
Makeup.
We'll just walk down the street and buy it today.
Oh,
that's a great gift. Good idea, Jazzy. I knew you asked the right person.
David Hochberg.
Hi, David
from
Hochberg.
From Pearl Mortgage.
Hi, everybody.
I loved hearing you during the It's a Wonderful
Life. I was just about to comment on how great and funny that was.
That was very funny.
That was all Bill Leff.
Yeah.
Bill Leff's writing.
He did a great job.
Tremendous.
Yeah. What are you doing here? You're wearing your Bears coat.
I'm wearing my Bears coat.
Celebrating.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They were having free lunch, and they invited me to lunch to meet Lee Steinberg. So I came down and...
Oh, John Williams.
Yeah, John Williams show. He's going to be interviewing him from 1 to 2.
Right.
Yeah, right across
Super
the hall.
Super agent, Lee Steinberg.
Yeah. You know who we saw on Saturday night? Marv Nyren and Kim.
You had a good friend, Kim. You were at that party.
We were out to dinner, and we ran into Marv and Kim.
Where?
At a restaurant in Northbrook.
I just texted Marv, and I said, I missed you, because we were at Kim's sister's party.
I heard.
Okay.
I know all about the party.
So I texted Marv and said, we missed you on Saturday.
Yep.
Don't you get tired going to all these parties?
It's exhausting. I went out with my wife, had a private nice dinner with
the
wife.
Did you guys make out?
Yes, on the table in the restaurant.
It's okay.
And I was getting instructions from Marv on how to properly make out with my wife.
A little
awkward.
That's nice.
Yeah, but he didn't show me. He communicated it effectively.
Okay.
Gave me some tips from the sidelines.
I'm actually going to text him and ask
if
that actually happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's fantastic. He's a great kisser, from
really?
The instructions from the sidelines.
That's interesting. Yes. Okay.
You had the helmet on
yes.
with it in your
I had
ear.
The earpiece in. And he's like,
yeah, do this. Now.
Yes.
Wow.
What do you get the wife for Christmas?
Whatever she wants, because we're Jewish. And
what do you get her for Hanukkah?
We really don't exchange gifts. We just, you know, take
Why
care
not?
Of the kids.
That drives me crazy.
Then
you got to do something.
Listen, waking up in the morning drives you crazy. You're freaking neurotic.
Let me ask you a question.
We're here for 15 years.
We're redoing our floors at our house.
You want to do a cash out refinance?
Yes, let's do it. And my wife said to me, she said, you know, let's not do gifts this year.
Let's do hardwood floors.
And I said to myself, mm-hmm. okay, great. I'm not going to get a gift, but I need to get her a gift, right?
Yeah,
I got to get her something.
Yes. Take her to Mr. Floor. Tell Igor that you're my guy. Take her to the showroom in Skokie.
Mr.
Right
Floor.
Off of Oakton there. He'll uh-huh. take care of you.
I
my
got
good
a guy.
Friend Igor.
I got a
you
guy.
You got a guy for flooring.
Yeah, I got
my
a guy.
Guy's Igor over at Mr. Floor.
Okay.
But, I would say, what color would you like, Sarah? You could go light, beach.
No,
beach
outside the floor. Forget the floor.
Get a purse to match the floor.
I have to get her a personal gift.
Here, buy her some Mr. Floor cleaning products from wood floor.
Oh, that'll be terrible. That's
great.
Done. He's sleeping like in the basement.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why am I asking you for advice?
So here's the thing. Hanukkah, isn't it? You have to get a gift. I know it's over, but that's a gift every day.
Every day for 8 days.
That's way more gifts than Christmas.
Eight crazy nights.
Yeah.
You did nothing?
I just come home. I put a bow on. I'm like, here you go, sweetheart. Enjoy it.
Then she throws up and goes to bed.
Yeah, she throws up in her mouth.
Where
can I take this back? Yeah. Where's the return line? Yeah.
I think it's a guy code. If you say no gifts, the guy has to get his wife a gift. That's my point.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not a big gift guy. So I'd leave that to my wife. I'm like, whatever you want. Go buy it. Put it, you know, tell me what I got you and enjoy it. Because I'm betting like 90%.
Did you get anything?
Me for her?
No, did
she get me anything?
Yes.
Yeah, she got me something. I forgot. You know what she got me? She got me a charger for my desk, which I already had. I'm like, don't open it. I already have one. It was very thoughtful. I said it was very thoughtful. I appreciate it. But I already have one in my office. You know, one of those freestanding things
sure,
that you put your phone on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said, it's a great gift. I have one in my office. I have one here. Please. It was very thoughtful.
It is a really nice gift.
It's a great gift. I already have two of them.
Kurt might get that.
But with that gift, you have to take off your phone case. That's what bothers me.
No, it goes right
through
the case.
You don't have to?
How many years have you been married?
Happily. 17. This is my second. Uh-huh. And best, by the way. 2001. So what is it?
You and I got married the same year, yes.
Yeah. To that May, Cinco de Mayo, 5501.
17 years.
17 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And they've been fantastic.
Yes,
the
wonderful.
Best.
Yes,
fantastic.
Just wonderful years.
The best 17 years of my life.
Before I forget, here is a great gift for guys. Metal collar stays.
The best. With the magnets?
Yes.
I got that 5 years ago.
Metal collar
best gift ever.
Oh, my
stays.
Gosh, you guys, this is great.
Best gift. I thought it was crazy, but it was a tremendous gift.
Metal collar stays.
They have little magnets.
We lose those around the house.
You make sure you have the magnets, too. You can order those on Amazon. I can send you the link.
The best. Yeah.
Then they sell. The magnets are different colors now.
I didn't know. Well, who
you can
sees
get
the
white.
Magnets?
You can get light. Sometimes they can see it.
I think it's easier to not lose those if they're colored. If they're on the table, you'll see the color.
Mine are stainless.
That's nice, too.
Mine are, too.
And
I
the
went
desk
colors.
Charger, I think, is a really good one, too.
It's a great... I've got one in my house. Would you like one? I'll sell it to you for $19.99.
Gently used.
Yeah, it's just been unwrapped, gift wrapped.
She's looking for her fiancé.
You're engaged.
I'm engaged.
Congratulations.
First time.
Look at that. First time?
Yeah. Needs a mortgage.
You got to get the first one
time
out of the way. Yeah,
time
no,
to move
congratulations.
North.
Yeah, but it's tough. I don't know. He doesn't need anything. So I'm a girl, and I'm like, I'll get him some clothes. And
no. Get him the tie. Those stays.
Metal collar
phenomenal.
Stays.
I don't wear like button-down shirts, but when I do, I can never find it.
Is it button-down or is it button-up?
Well, it's one of those, you know.
It's button-down.
I mean, look, I wear a T-shirt and, you know,
right.
collar.
Pete was teasing me because I call it a button-up shirt, and he's like, is it button-down or is it button-up?
It's button-down.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Button-up is for
who
women.
Says button up?
I did. About three times.
Jane does. Portland Park.
South Side.
Right, yeah. There you go. I understand now. But you know, when you have to wear a dress shirt?
Yes.
You have to, and the collars have to stay crisp and looking good.
I'm looking for the
best gift.
Collar stays all the time around the house.
I get dressed up maybe 15 times a year. It's the best thing. I don't get dressed up.
You wear dress shirts.
Weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs. That's
it. But you
it.
Wear dress shirts.
Oh, dress shirts, not a lot.
But you have the stays and the dress shirts.
Oh, yeah, I guess
oh,
the
yeah.
dress shirts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every single one.
Everyone.
Yes.
It's the greatest gift in the world.
It is. Thank you.
This
and
is
I thought of it.
Valuable.
I'm
Thank
so
you
happy.
Guys.
Phenomenal.
I gotta go shopping.
Can't be that expensive.
How about
either.
Workout socks? The dry fit no. workout
oh,
socks.
God, what is with
what?
You?
God, he works out all the time. That's a great
no,
gift.
He has so many socks. Oh, I fold geez. All of them and put them together. So no socks. I love the collar stays.
Yeah.
I love the desk charger.
Phenomenal.
We're done.
That's
right,
it.
I love it. Thank you.
David
we
Hochberg.
Knew, we knew you were here for a reason.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Michelle
advice.
Answer Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's Lee Steinberg? Right behind us in this room
yeah,
over he here?
He's down the hall eating chicken right now.
I smell the chicken.
It's delicious.
Chicken would be great. You want some champagne?
No,
we've got
I'm
a
good.
Little left.
I've got to drive home, but that's, yeah. that's fantastic.
I have
I'm
to drive,
pusher.
Too. It's okay. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Quick break. It's 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. I turned off my own mic. Wow. All right. That does it for us. Bill and Wendy are gone all week. Is that right, Jazz?
Yeah, we're gone.
Well, so they're gone to the new year.
Hey, we're free tomorrow. I mean, I can come
yeah,
back.
Jane, Jazz, are you free? Can we come back?
I'm yeah. kind of free, yeah. yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, maybe
we'll
not.
Back.
More champagne?
More
yeah,
champagne.
More
girl.
Champagne.
Anytime you want to have a champagne, I'm around.
What are our takeaways today? You have to tip everybody and everything that you run into
and
this
JY
week.
Had a really good takeaway.
Yeah.
Shoot, I can't remember what it was.
Because you've been drinking champagne for the last
exactly.
hour. All right, you guys have a great day.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.